USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he believes multiple U.S. embassies would have been attacked if the United States did not target a top Iranian terrorist.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies.
The president ordered the airstrike that killed Qasem Soleimani last week. He made the remarks during an interview with Fox News' Laura Ingraham. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving forward with the impeachment process. She's planning on sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week for trial. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana says it's about time.
This idea that one person out of 435 can make a decision that even if the House passes legislation and the motion to reconsider is tabled, then it goes to the Senate. Hopefully that's resolved by next week and that charade ends and we finally get true justice where it's disposed of.
This is USA Radio News.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
The Labor Department says 145,000 jobs were added in December, but that number is about 20,000 below what analysts had predicted. Economist Stephen Moore believes we need to bring more skilled workers into the country.
The other thing we need in this country is more skilled immigrants. We need to let more immigrants in that have the skills and the talents we need in this country because there's a demand for them. They will not reduce wages. They'll actually expand the American economy. Let's get a new immigration law that gets into this country the workers that we need.
A security threat that put MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida on lockdown is over.
We all took this very seriously, and I know it may have been inconvenient for a lot of folks during the morning commute, but when it comes to safety of our service members as well as our families, we're going to always go with the better approach and be conservative on there.
Colonel Steven Snelson says people were told to shelter in place after St. Petersburg police reported an armed man might be in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says significant progress is being made on the construction of the barriers on the U.S.-Mexico border. While in Yuma, Secretary Wolf also discusses the goals of the Trump administration for a border wall.
But I can tell you right now that we remain confident that we are on track to 400, 450 miles that are either completed or under construction by the end of 2020.
Wolf traveling to Yuma to mark the completion of 100 miles of new border barriers. Larry Kudlow, one of the president's top economic advisors, played down the prospects of the administration concluding further phases of a trade deal with China, saying any further negotiations would depend on how the initial phase goes.
Some people are saying, well, gosh, we left the tough stuff for something called phase two. And I want to just quote Ambassador Lighthizer from our conversation last night. He's just such a wonderful fellow, and I always check in before I come on the air with him. You know, nobody ever thought we'd get phase one. No one has ever done phase one before. There is nothing like this in trade history. So that the importance and significance of phase one is enormous. And that's the tough part. And we'll get to the rest of it, but we covered a lot of ground. And it is, Jonathan, as you and I have discussed, this is a pro-growth trade deal.
Kudlow speaking there on Bloomberg TV. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.